Good morning. It is coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. And it is time for an update here from Coffeeville's Reawakening, starting first with Denise York. We got a special guest here as well. Good morning, Denise, to start things off.
Morning, James. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good. So here we are, July.
July, almost the 4th. Yep. That'll be over and then moving on, right?
Yep.
So I wanted to talk about the Midland. We have Vaude in the Ville coming up at the end of July. That'll be on the 25th. And this is Midland's operational fundraiser. So this is how we pay for the electric bill and everything that goes on in the theater. Not anything capital, anything we're building, but the operations. So it's really important to us that we have a good showing on this one. So July 25th, it's a Saturday from 7 to 9 at Spencer Rounds Theater on the CCC campus. Tickets are $30. They are on sale now on Facebook, online, or you can just walk into the chamber and get them. And that also gets you into the after party, which is our chance to show you, you know, all the remodeling and everything that we've gotten done at the theater so far. So mark the date. Go get your tickets. Spencer Rounds does have a limit of around 300 people to get in, so we kind of limit the ticket sales there, but it's your chance to support us and kind of get a glance in at the auditorium, too. That's our next big project that we're working on. So
always adding in a few new things. You know, the 10th annual Vaude in the Ville, it's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. So we hope to have one of the performers on here in the next couple weeks to kind of go over and go down through the list. But you know who's performing, right, James?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. No, it's gonna be good.
Okay. Yep. So, make sure and attend that one. And then I wanted to talk about the summer celebration that's coming up July the 11th. We've got the 5K run and the 1 mile walk run that'll kick everything off early in the morning. There's music all day. There's DJs during the day, the bands in the evening, and then the radio broadcast, which goes on during the...
We'll do the fireworks. We'll be there in the evening, and then we'll do that soundtrack for the fireworks.
There. Yeah, and then you'll do some remotes and everything.
Yeah, like
the day,
6 to 8. Yep.
Yep. Water slides, cornhole tournament. And last I heard the vendors, there was around 120. There might be, might even be more than that now.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
Yeah, around 120, I think, because we did have Kathy Smith on yesterday with Wyatt to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there'll be plenty to do all day long. You can come and go as you want, you know, go home, take a nap, come back for the fireworks or whatever. Car, truck, and motorcycle show will be going on. And this is the second year that Coffeeville's Reawakening, we have partnered with Carter Automotive for the Kitty Parade. And that's why Michaela's here to talk about. She's been doing a lot of the marketing for us and getting things together because we want it to be the best Kitty Parade show so far. So since it's the 250th and the 10th anniversary for Summer Celebration out here.
Yeah.
So Michaela.
That's right, Denise. We're trying to do some pretty exciting celebrations, especially with it being the Summer Celebration's 10th year and the United States 250th. We took kind of a cue from that and decided that we wanted to go all out with red, white, and blue and encourage all those kitties to decorate their power wheels for this year's Kitty Cruise.
That's going to be great. So, you know, this would be for those just little, you know, those battery controlled things that they're running down.
Yep. The 12-volt. Yep.
So any bike slot or is it mostly just those power wheels things?
Yes, it's going to be just for the power wheels. And we want to make sure that everyone knows that they're invited if they have a power wheels and encourage them to decorate. And just come have a lot of fun. The drop-off for the Power Wheels is in the morning, right around the same time everything gets started, and then enjoy all the free family fun. And then at 1:30 is when we're going to have the cruise down by the grandstand, and Uncle Sam is going to come and visit and hang out with the kids, check out their rides, and then escort them with the deputy sheriff down the cruise way.
So we encourage everybody to dress up, get your costumes out, your Uncle Sam hats. And
then, of course, make sure to come and see them and cheer them on as they're cruising down.
Yeah. Now, are there any prizes available here for those who participate?
Absolutely. We always have prizes for all the kiddies who come and participate. And this year we'll have an extra special prize for the best decorated Power Wheels.
We always give away the little medals for them, so they'll have that, and that'll be a great time.
Is there any sort of entry fee or just kind of a show up? How does that work?
Yep, this is an absolutely free event, and there's just for participating, we're going to make sure we give them some goodies and, of course, the prizes. And, of course, we want it to be fun for everyone. So I think everyone's going to really look forward to seeing Uncle Sam and going very patriotic with this one.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a good time. The kids just love it, you know, when they parade down through there. But you can drop your vehicles off at the Ron Stevens building starting probably around 9 o'clock. I don't know if we'll be there any earlier. Somebody might be. But you can drop them off and then go enjoy the vendors or the music or whatever you want to do, and then be back at 1:30 to take off on the parade. But you can also decorate in the Ron Stevens building. So park your car, get it all decorated and ready to go, and then just leave it and come back and ride.
That's an amazing logistical idea. I love it. Decorate when you get there.
Right.
And the other thing is, you know, you say, oh, the kid's too small to drive it himself. They have remote-controlled ones now.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen those? They're so cool.
Or when Emmett was like 2, that was his first kiddie parade that he rode in, and Jake had a police car, and it had the remote control. And it was really funny to watch, you know, them just kind of, because he really thought he was driving it.
Yeah.
But it was like,
and this is one of those things where the dads, like, really get into it. Like, they're like,
they
we'll buy that. We'll get it.
Yeah.
And then my favorite, I've mentioned it before, last year there was an ice cream truck with a kid could be inside it, like at the window in the ice cream truck, and another kid was driving it, and I was like, that's cool. Yeah. I would have like killed to be in that. That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so be creative. I mean, maybe we do a little creative award too, but
yeah, absolutely.
We want to see everything, and especially for the 250th and the 10th anniversary. Let's make this one of the best ones we've had.
Yes, so. Best ever.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always a good time. So I hope folks can stop by and be a part of the Kitty Car Show. I know Reawakening has sponsored it for several years, and it's great to have you know, Carter Auto on board as well.
Yep. Yeah, it kind of fits with what, you know,
I think so,
with the cars and everything that they're doing. So.
That's right. And you know, if you need a battery for that, if you realize the battery's going flat, I bet you might be able to help out with that.
Absolutely, for Power Wheels and for regular vehicles as well. Yeah. Even
do the Power Wheels use golf cart batteries, or what do they run on? I don't even know.
This is a very good question for a parts specialist.
Yeah. I don't think the big golf cart. Yeah. They're the little tiny.
But I'm sure you guys, someone over there can probably figure
it out. I know who you can call if you have more questions about that.
Fantastic.
Somebody always soups them up, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we had one of those. My neighbor had one, and it had like a rabbit icon and like a turtle. And we always had on the rabbit,
of course,
trying to go as fast as we can.
And it was still down the like 3 miles an hour. Yeah.
Down the sidewalk there.
And then the battery would go out about the time you try to go up a hill or
something. So those are always fun.
I'm so excited to see what everyone comes up with.
Yeah.
Those are great. What a great toy.
Time. So,
all right. Well, it's going to be another wonderful aspect of Summer Celebration, which again is coming up here, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 11th, all day entertainment out there at Walter Johnson Park. So hope folks can take advantage of it.
Yep.
Anything else we need to know, ladies? Y'all good? You got it all.
We're going to have a busy month.
Yeah, it is a busy month. We're, you know, we've got work going on at the UP Park. A lot of downtown businesses are getting their facades done. So just, you know, drive downtown. A lot of stuff going on. And
lots of great things to see.
There are, yeah.
Because it looked like they had like, the pavilion kind of going up there over there.
The pavilion's up, yeah. What I call a depot, right? It's kind of, and then I think the UP guys are looking for a Coffeyville sign to go on it, and we'll have bricks in the front of it. And then we've got brick displays of all the bricks that were made in Coffeyville.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It's really
good. Get that in there. So we're just kind of adding on to it as we go along and see what happens.
All right. Well, we will watch the progress there. Very exciting, and it's really coming along. So we will see you out at Summer Celebration. Yeah.
Thanks, James.
See you there.
All right. That is our update here from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We do appreciate Denise York and Michaela Trim joining us here today. And on the way next, we'll have more of your calls as Open Line continues.